for the privilege of studying the Bible.
主啊，我们如此的感恩，有荣幸来学习圣经。
We acknowledge that you are the author and that you have given it to us so that we would understand all the things that pertain to life and to godliness.
主啊，我们感恩，因为您是圣经的作者，您更把这些赐给我们，是关乎生命和敬虔的事，让我们知道。
And we confess, Lord, that we cannot fully understand it unless the Spirit of God Himself helps us.
我们也承认，如果没有圣灵自己来帮助我们，我们不能明白这经。
And so our prayer is that indeed this will happen. We pray that you will give wisdom to Eric as he speaks and then give understanding to each of us who will listen.
主啊，也求您今晚这样的带领我们，给Eric弟兄以传道的智慧给我们，能理解接受。
We remember, Lord, that our responsibility is to hear the word and believe the word and obey the word.
因为我们知道我们要听见，我们的责任就是听见这道，顺服这道，接受这道。
And so that's what we pray this evening. May we hear and understand, and then may we believe, and then may we obey.
因为我们今天就愿意听见，也愿意相信，也愿意顺服。
So be with us as we study tonight. Be with each one and continue to bring along others who should be here, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name.
主啊，也今天与我们同在，也与那一些今本来应该与我们在一起，今晚没有来的弟兄姊妹同在。祷告奉主耶稣的名， Amen.
Amen.
Well, good day. It's good to see everyone here today.
很高兴啊，见到我们的每一位。
You must forgive us. At times we say good evening when it's the middle of your day.
那我们要有的时候会说晚上好，因为这是我们的时间。但是呢，我们说早上好呢，就是大家的时间。
But I know that you'll be very gracious if we make this mistake. We want to bid you a very, very good day.
我们很高兴能够让大家在白天的时间跟我们在一起。那有的时候我们是因着自己的时间，我们会说晚上好。
Now in this study that we've been having, on the person and work of the Holy Spirit.
这个系列的学习呢，我们一直在关注于圣灵的位格和工作。
We've come to the place now where we're going to study the building gifts, what's called the building or permanent gifts.
我们今天来看到的呢，就是关于这建造的恩赐，也就是会存到永远的恩赐。
Last week we looked at some of the foundation gifts.
上一周我们讲到了一些建立根基的恩赐。And
I'd like to share some thoughts today to begin with on those building, what we are actually building upon.
那我们今天呢，先分享一些概念啊，就是我们是在建造什么。
And we're going to cover a few things, few thoughts that we didn't touch on before.
我们会看到一些概念和想法呢，以前我们没有提到的。
When the Lord Jesus was with his disciples, he was the only teacher that they had, and he taught them everything.
那当耶稣与门徒们在一起的时候，他是唯一的老师，然后他什么事都是他来教导的。
Now, as we go to John chapter 16,
那我们来看到约翰福音的16章。
And he tells them in verse 5,
他就在第五节这么说。
He says, but now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because of I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart.
现今我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我你往哪里去，只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。16章的五六节。
When he says that he's going away, he's going to the cross. And when he dies, he is going to be raised again the third day, and he's going to go to the Father. They won't see him any longer.
所以当他讲到他要走呢，他就是要去十字架上，他要死，然后呢，复活要到父神那里去，那门徒们就不再见他。
And they're troubled and they're sorrowful.
门徒们呢就很忧愁。
But he reassures them that it is their, to their advantage that he goes.
然后他就安慰这些门徒是为了他们的益处耶稣才走的。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。
Now, he says that it's to their advantage that he goes away.
所以他讲到呢，他离开是有好处的。
As far as they were concerned at the time, there was no advantage to that at all.
但是对当时的门徒来说，这耶稣离开对他们完全没有好处。
He was everything to them.
因为耶稣对他们是全部。
He taught them, he cared for them, and he answered all their questions.
所以他与他们说话，他照顾他们，回答他们一切的问题。
But he's saying that he's only there locally with the 12.
所以他只是在那当地啊，与这十二个门徒及其他门徒呢在一起啊，在一个地方。
And if the Holy Spirit comes, then the Holy Spirit can be everywhere in the world at once.
但如果圣灵来呢，圣灵能在同一时间在全地的任何地方。
And they were to go out into all the world and preach the gospel.
所以他们就能够去全地啊，传讲福音。
They would need the Holy Spirit with them wherever they went.
所以他们任何去的地方呢，就都需要圣灵在那里对他们的帮助。
And the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he would then have a worldwide testimony.
所以当圣灵来呢，他就会有全球的见证。
And we read in verse 8.
我们来看第八节啊。
Here is the work of the Holy Spirit in the world.
他说呢，这个是圣灵到地上来啊，他的。
And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
他既来了，就要为世人，叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So that the Holy Spirit then would come in the world that had rejected Christ.
所以圣灵来啊，是为了这世人，这世人呢是拒绝了基督。
And the Holy Spirit then would convict the world of these three things.
所以圣灵呢会使世人呢为这三件事情呢心里是知道错了。
This would help the apostles as they go forward with the gospel, because the Holy Spirit will be in the world and leading them in their witness and testimony.
所以这对门徒们传讲福音是非常大的帮助啊！他会带着门徒去到全地呢，也帮着门徒在这件事情上使人自己知道错了。
So the Holy Spirit would be assisting those disciples because he would convince the world, verse 9, of sin because they do not believe in me.
所以 这对门徒有极大的帮助。第九节呢，他会使世人呢畏罪，因为他们不信耶稣。
Unbelief in the reconciling work of Christ on behalf of God is the great sin.
那不信呢，在耶稣以代表神来做这修复赦罪工作里呢，不信，人的不信是最大的罪。
The Lord Jesus has paid the price of the sins of the whole world by his sacrifice.
耶稣呢，为全部的世人呢，因着他的十字架所做的工呢，都付上了罪的代价。
And God is calling men and women to be reconciled to him.
所以神呢，就呼召人啊，来和他和好。
And rejecting God's offer of mercy is the great sin of the world.
所以世人极大的罪呢，是拒绝了神的大的怜悯，赦罪的怜悯。
The Holy Spirit is the one who comes to convict men that there's only one way to be saved.
所以圣灵来呢，就是使人知罪啊，让他知道只有一样的方式能得救。
And then also in verse 10, we read there that of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more.
第十节呢，为义是因为我往父那里去，你们就不再见我。
Not only would the Holy Spirit convict them of sin, of the fact that there's no other way to be saved, but also he will convict them of the righteousness of Christ.
所以他们不但圣灵来不但使人呢因为不信的罪自己责备自己，而且呢也人让人知道呢在人这里没有义啊，义是从耶稣那来的。
The seal of his perfect life and his sacrificial death was that the Father raised him up and seated him at his own right hand.
所以他的印记啊，耶稣呢完美的献祭和生命的印记是什么呢？就是他死了之后父神又使他从死里复活，等于悦纳了他的生命和献祭。
The world condemned him to death. They said that he has a demon.
是世人却把他当作魔鬼啊，却把他定罪到死。
But the resurrection proves that he was righteous. God righteously vindicated his son.
那他的复活却证明他是义的，因为天上的神用耶稣的复活来证实耶稣是义人。
And also in verse 11,
11节,
the Holy Spirit will convict the world of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged.
那为审判啊，是因为这世界的王受了审判。
The very fact that the Holy Spirit, who is the second person of the Trinity, has come, proves that the devil's power has been broken through the death of the third of the Trinity, the Son of God Himself.
那圣灵呢，来以神的三位一体的神的一个位格呢，来证明另外一个位格的神耶稣所做的工作啊，是可以审判全地的。
And through death he destroyed the power of the devil.
所以借着耶稣的死啊，他败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
And the kingdom of the devil and all those who are in that kingdom are now condemned as well.
魔鬼的世界魔鬼的王国和他一切属他的王国的那些都已经被定罪了。
And all the world systems and the people held in slavery to the devil are going to share his same fate of judgment.
那世人一切愿意跟随魔鬼的也都已经在这样的一个审判里被定罪，而且是要同受这未来的命运了。
So the Holy Spirit would come to help those apostles. They don't have to argue with the world. They need to preach the word and the Holy Spirit will do the convicting.
所以你会注意呢， 当门徒们去传讲神的福音的时候呢，就不需要跟世人去争辩什么，他只需要呢把神的福音讲出来，圣灵会在听的人心里来证实刚才讲的那几节的那些事，使他们自己责备自己。
But not only the Holy, would the Holy Spirit help them in their testimony and their witness, He would come and be a revealer of the deepest things of God.
圣灵不但会做这些工呢，他还可以，他还要来呢，来做神的真理的启示啊，启示在人的心里。
He says in verse 12,
这是十二节了。
I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
While he was on earth, he fulfilled many scriptures in his life.
当他在地上的时候，他应验了很多，他生命里啊应验了很多旧约的预言。
Looking back, we can count maybe over 300 different prophecies of the Old Testament that spoke of the coming of Christ.
如果我们有心去数一下呢，在旧约有超过300个预言指向着要来的基督。
And when he had risen from the dead, he appeared to his disciples and he opened up the Old Testament scriptures to them so that they could see him there in the Old Testament.
所以当耶稣复活之后呢，他就来到门徒中间啊，把圣经打开啊，把那些旧约圣经指向他的预言解开给门徒听。
But there was much yet to be revealed.
那依然还有很多需要启示的。
And that's why he says in verse 12, I still have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them yet.
这就是十二节讲的原因了。他说我还有好些事要告诉你们，但现在你们担当不了，就不能领会了。
They wouldn't understand.
他们不能理解。
The things that he would be able to want to reveal to them would be spiritually discerned.
因为所有这些耶稣要告诉他们的都是属灵的事啊，需要属灵的辨识。
And they would need the Holy Spirit himself indwelling them in order for him to reveal those things.
所以这就是为什么需要圣灵住在人里面。来启示这属灵的真理啊，直接启示到人的心里。
Now notice the Lord Jesus earlier in the upper room, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以耶稣在那被卖前一天晚上的房间里说呢，我是道路、真理和生命。
And here the Holy Spirit has come as the Spirit of truth.
那耶稣圣灵在这里呢，就被称为真理的圣灵。
And when he comes, the Lord said, he's going to guide you into all truth.
在这里呢，耶稣说呢，当他来，圣灵来的时候，要引导你们明白这些真理。
Now that's an absolute statement, is it not?
所以这是一个绝对的表述，不是吗？
All truth is all truth.
所有的一切的真理就是一切的真理。
Now let's keep that in mind as we go forward and look at some other scriptures as well, but in a moment.
那我们一会儿还会再看一些经文，让我们记得这个表述，一切的真理。
The truth of the Bible has been written down and is called the doctrine of Christ.
那圣经的真理呢，是会最后可以被写下来，我们管它叫做基督的教义啊。
And so we're going to be looking at these, at the word doctrine in a little while.
等会我们会看教义或者教训这个词，等一会儿。
But he goes on to say as well that he will show you things to come.
十二节的后半段他马上说呢，他要把那要来的事，将来的事告诉我们。
There's two things then. Prophecy are things to come. guiding you into all truth, that is the New Testament doctrine.
所以预言是要讲将来的要来的事，然后呢，带人进入一切的真理呢，这就是新约的教义呢，这也是未来的事。
The rest of the New Testament that's given to us through the apostles is either doctrine or the application of doctrine or its prophecy.
所以这些借着使徒们给出来的这神的教导呢，或者是教义的，或者是教义应用在我们身上的，或者直接就是预言。
And then we'll look at in verses 14 and 15, we see the overall purpose of the Holy Spirit's work. It is to glorify Christ.
所以14个15节呢，就讲这个目的啊，总的目的呢是要荣耀神的名。
It says he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you.
他要荣耀我，也就是耶稣，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们，凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
He will take of mine and declare it to you. There's the purpose of the Holy Spirit revealing the truth, is to glorify the Lord Jesus.
所以圣灵呢启示真理的目的是使得人能荣耀耶稣。
Now how is this truth that was promised here? How is it actually carried out? How did the Holy Spirit actually transmit this information, this truth, this information from Christ to the apostles, and how do we have it today in our hands?
所以圣灵怎么把这个借着使徒们啊，怎么变成我们今天手里的东西呢？这是个怎么样的一个过程？
That's one question. Another question is, how will we know if we have all the truth that he has promised today?
这是一个问题。另外一个问题，我们怎么知道我们已经得着了全部圣灵的启示的真理今天呢？
Is truth to be continually revealed throughout the whole church period?
那是不是在整个教会的时代，真理会不断的被启示出来呢？
Is there more to be revealed to us today?
那站在我们今天的这个时点上，是不是未来还有真理继续要被启示呢？
Now this is important questions because if we're going to build on a foundation, we want to make sure the foundation is finished before we begin to build on it.
所以这点很重要，因为我们既然要在一个基础上建房子呢，我们要确切知道房子的基础已经打完了，然后我们才可以在上面建嘛。
Because if we build on something that is not solid, then our work is in vain.
如果我们建在一些不是很坚实的基础上呢，工作就没有意义了。
We're like the foolish man that built his house upon the sand.
我们就像那愚昧的人呢，把房子建在沙土上。
There was no proper foundation completed, and when the storms came, his house fell.
那没有一个合适的基础，所以风暴来了呢，房子就塌了。
So we want to make sure then that the foundation that we're building upon is complete and final.
所以我们要确切知道我们建造房子的这个根基呢是完成了，也已经完备了。
Let's examine then these questions to see if the scriptures have an answer for us.
所以我们刚才提出来这几个问题呢，对自己提的这个问题有没有答案呢？看看圣经啊。
Some of these scriptures now that I'll turn you to, we've looked at before. Matthew chapter 16.
那我们今天要看的这些圣经呢，以前也读过一些。我们再重新看一下马太的16章。
This is a bit of a review for us here, but it's good to get started right at the very bottom of the foundation.
就是我们有一些回顾，但是可以使我们有个很基础的概念啊，从回到基础开始。
Matthew chapter 16,
马太十六章。
Jesus asked his disciples in verse 15, Who do you say that I am?
15节耶稣说你们说我是谁。
Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说你是基督是永生神的儿子。
That the Lord Jesus says to him in verse 16 or verse 17.Jesus answered, said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
The Father through the Spirit revealed this to Peter.
所以神借着圣灵呢，启示了彼得。
In verse 18, the Lord Jesus calls that confession a rock.
那十八节呢？彼得，神把彼得的这样的一个表述呢，称为磐石。
That rock is the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
这个表磐石就启示耶稣就是神的圣子。
So the building that we're talking about.Here is then founded upon the chief cornerstone, as we read in Peter later on, calls him the chief cornerstone.
所以之后在彼得书信里面讲到呢，房角的头块石头啊，头块房角石就是主耶稣了。
And the rest of the foundation is built in relationship to that one stone which is laid.
那其他的基础的石头呢？都是跟着这一块房角的头块石头啊来发生联系来建立根基的。
And the Lord Jesus continues on by talking about a building.
耶稣呢继续在讲到建筑。
He says, I'm going to build my church.
他说我要把我的教会。
It's a spiritual building.
教会是一个属灵的建筑。
With living stones.
是用活石来建的。
And he says the gates of hell or the powers of hell will not prevail against it. It will stand every storm of life.
所以建造在这磐石上呢阴间的权柄就不能胜过它。所以生命里的一切的风浪呢它都能胜过。
And if God is the builder, then nothing can tear it down.
如果神是那个建筑的，谁能够把建筑拆了呢
？But then, that one revelation of Him as the Son of God was the cornerstone, but the rest of the foundation is built upon His revelation that He's going to give by the Spirit of Truth.Where he will lead them into all truth.
所以那这个启示呢，它是磐石的启示呢，就是那个房角石。这个根基打下来之后呢，其他的真理的启示呢，都是带着我们呢，在圣灵的带领下，明白跟房角石有关的这个真理啊。
We read in the book of Acts that other foundation can no man lay that is laid.And that is Christ Jesus.
因为我们在使徒行传也知道呢，没有除此以外没有别的根基啊，立下了就是耶稣基督啊。
Now that was quoted in the early part of Acts before the doctrine of the apostles was begun to be written down.
对，这个是在使徒行传早期引用的，说没有别的根基，在那个时候呢，使徒们的教义都还没有开始写。
Now turn to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20.
我们来看以弗所书的二章二十节。
Here he talks about the household of God in verse 19. being built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
那二十节啊，但是十九节后半段说，就是家神家里的人，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
Now when he's talking about being built on the prophets and the apostles, it doesn't mean the men. It means the message that was given by the Holy Spirit, the truth transmitted that was promised by the Lord Jesus in the upper room.
对，二十节这里讲到建造在使徒和先知的基础上，不是在讲使徒先知这个人，是在讲圣灵借着使徒先知启示他们，来启示给，借着他们启示给我们的这一切的真理啊，信息，就是使徒的教义啊，留下的。
Look at chapter 3, verses 4 and 5.
那三章的四节和五节。
Verse 3. Paul there talks about a revelation given to him by the Holy Spirit.
那三章讲到呢，就是借着圣灵啊，给到他们的启示。
And that,He talks about there in verse 4, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
第四节你们念了就晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
Now that mystery was in other ages, verse 5, was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now been revealed to, by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
这奥秘在以前的世代叫没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And that mystery, of course, is in verse 6, where we read that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
So that this, the New Testament truth is that's been revealed to the apostles and prophets. That is the rest of the foundation that is built upon Christ.
所以你会看见呢，这个根基呢，耶稣基督是房角石，然后在这个基础上，圣灵借着使徒和先知给出来的这些教义，这些信息，也就是今天我们的新约呢，这个是其他的根基啊，这两个都是根基。
Now, as the apostles were given, the truth by the Holy Spirit after the day of Pentecost, the Spirit of God taught these men, and they taught others the truth.
所以当在五旬节之后呢，使徒和先知们开始服侍了以后呢，圣灵是先把这真理呢启示给使徒们啊，等于圣灵先做老师教导他们，然后他们再教导其他人，也就是教导我们，也就是成了今天新约的书信。
And the teaching that the Holy Spirit gave became known as the apostles' doctrine.
所以这些圣灵教导他们的这个教导呢，也就会被今天称为呢使徒教义。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
使徒行传的二章的四十二节。
As those people were saved, brought to a knowledge of Christ, they were taught by the apostles and prophets.
所以都恒心遵守使徒的教训啊。
The word was revealed to the apostles, and the apostles taught it, and the prophets taught it as well.
所以这些呢，就是当时的基督徒们呢，都是跟随使徒或者先知们的教训或者教导。那使徒和先知们自己是圣灵教导他们。
And part of the power of the early church was that in verse 42, they continued steadfastly.First of all, in the apostles' doctrine.
42节呢，就讲到了几个事。第一呢，就是他们遵守使徒的教训。
And then in fellowship one with another, breaking bread and in prayers.
然后彼此交接，也就是团契的生活，擘饼和祈祷。
So the apostles' doctrine was the fulfillment of the promise of the Lord Jesus, saying he will guide you into all truth.
所以使徒们的这个教训呢，就应验了耶稣给的那个应许啊，说圣灵会带领你们进入或者明白一切的真理。
Now to confirm the apostles' doctrine, the Lord gave them signs to confirm the word. Mark chapter 16.
为了证明呢，使徒们的教训是真的，是出于神的教训教义呢，神就给了他们很多的神迹奇事来证明。马可福音的十六章。
The last verse of Mark chapter 16, verse 20.
马可福音的最后一节，十六章的最后一节，二十节。
And they went out, that is the apostles went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen.
门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。Amen.
Now, once a foundation is laid and the apostles' doctrine has been founded and finished, there is no more need for the signs. Their purpose has been fulfilled.
所以当根基建完，也就是使徒们、先知们的教义都立下了之后呢，其实就再没有需要为了证明他们是真的这样的神迹在存在的需要了。
Now, we want to look a little bit deeper at this.Question here, because I've asked the question, is there more to be revealed today?
所以我们再往深里看，也就是我们今天回到我们一开始问的这个问题，今天还需要继续启示这些真理。
I'd like you to turn with me to Acts chapter 26.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章。
We know that the apostle Paul was especially commissioned by the Lord.
我们知道呢，使徒保罗是特别的被神所差派。
He had a special calling that he would fulfill the word of God.
那他有一个特别的呼召，他要完成神的话语啊。
Notice Acts chapter 26 and verse 16. Here Paul was on the road to Damascus.
在这呢，保罗是要去到大马士革的路上。
In verse 15, he was struck by a great light from heaven and he was fell to the ground andHe said, verse 15, so I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
那在十五节呢，保罗是被神的大光啊照了摔在马下，所以他向神呢有一番对话，他说呢，主啊，你是谁？主说呢，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Now it's interesting to look at the commission of Paul, it's given three times in the scripture, chapter 9, chapter 22, and chapter 26.
所以使徒保罗的这一番的见证啊，在第九章，在第应该是二十二章和二十六章讲了三次。
But it's the first words that the Lord gives to Paul as a commission,that he records only in this last account.
那主呢，有一番给到他的一个命令或者使命的这个话啊，只记载在二十六章的这一段记载里。
After the Lord Jesus identifies himself, he says, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting. He says, verse 16, rise and stand on your feet.For I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of the things which you have seen and, notice this second part, of the things which I will yet reveal to you.
那当主把身份显出来之后，在十五节，他在十六节就说了对保罗的差派啊，他说你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
Paul would be the special repository, or the special truth would be revealed to Paul.And he would be the one primarily to complete the doctrine of the New Testament.
对保罗是一个被特殊拣选的器皿，因为神要借着他呢，把一些很主要的教义啊，由着保罗这个器皿呢，给启示出来，讲出来。
Now, Colossians chapter 2, please.
哥罗西书的二章。
Colossians chapter 2 and verse 25.
25节，哥罗西书。No.
Colossians 1, sorry.
一章二十五节。
Colossians 1:25.
哥罗西书一章二十五节。
He says, I became a minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me for you.
他说我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，这是保罗说的，要把神的道理传得全备。
Now he was given a special stewardship, a special deposit, as it were, to pass on to the church.
那他身上有一个特殊的职分和托付啊，就是要把神的真理呢传讲给教会。
It was from God and it was to the church.
这是从神来的，要给到教会的。
And it says this, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations,but has now been revealed to his saints.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
The word there to fulfill the word of God is the word to complete the word of God.
所以这里这个词就是fulfill 这个词，就是他说完全啊，显明啊，其实就是完备了啊，就是使这个道理呢，就是全备。
It would be given to Paul to unfold the mysteries of the church, of the Jew and Gentile in one body, of the coming of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Those were mysteries that were given to Paul to reveal.
所以关于救恩的，关于外邦人和犹太人同德的，关于教会的，关于末世的。所有这些真理呢，都是借着保罗啊，他就依次呢都给出来啊，是非常完全的给出来。
It was to the Apostle Paul that the doctrine of the New Testament was committed.
所以借着使徒保罗呢，新约的教义就建立下来了。
Books written by the other apostles, they were all application of the doctrine.That Paul had laid down that Christ had given to him.
我们大家注意其他使徒的书信啊，其实都是使徒保罗建立的这个教义根基的应用啊。
And he says there, that it was given to me a special stewardship to complete the word, complete the doctrine of the New Testament.
所以他这里特别提到，这个职分是给到他。来把这教义呢，神的道理啊，传得全备的。
Now John the Apostle, he completed the prophetical portion, but Paul completed the doctrinal portion.
那使徒约翰呢，完成的是预言的这个部分啊，他讲到了 因为启示录从他出来的，那使徒保罗完成的是教义的这个部分。
And Peter, James, and Jude, and John, they, all their books, and letters, they were all applications of the doctrine that was laid down by the Apostle Paul.
其他的书信呢，比如说彼得的书信，雅各的书信呢，约翰的书信，其实都是在使徒保罗的教义的基础上的应用啊。
And Paul or Peter writes, he writes about this and acknowledges the gift that was given to the Apostle Paul.
彼得呢是认识到这一点，他也承认了，而且呢，让大家知道呢，神是特别拣选保罗得到这样的属灵恩赐来把教义给出来的。
Second Peter, this is Peter's last letter.
我们可以看一下彼得后书，这是彼得的最后一封书信。
Second Peter chapter 3 and verse 15.
彼得后书的三章十五节。
He says this, and consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures.
彼得后书三章十五节，并且要以我们主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就如我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写了信给你们，他一切的信上也都是讲论这事，信中有些难解难明白的，那无学问不坚固的人强解，如强解别的经书一样，就自取沉沦。
Here Peter acknowledges that God had given him special wisdom. And,
在这里承认了保罗，神给了保罗特别的智慧。
And that he had written that down.
而且他也把这些都写下来了。
In all his epistles.
在他所有的书信里面。
By this time, Paul had completed his doctrinal epistles of Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians.
所以在这个时候，彼得写这个书信的时候呢，保罗那些一系列教义的书信啊，罗马书啊，格林多前后书啊，加拉太书啊，哥罗西书啊，这些都已经写完了。
And I might add Thessalonians, of course.
当然还有这个帖撒罗尼迦前后书啊。
Seven letters.
还有以弗所书，对对，一共七个书信啊。
Now, the completed doctrine of the New Testament, then, is called the faith. Jude chapter 1, please. The little book of Jude verse 3. There's only one chapter. So,
犹大书的三节啊。
And he gives his reason for we're writing a letter.
对，他讲了他为什么要写这书信。
And he says, Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
Here Jude is saying that the doctrine or that is called the faith, it has been given us once for all.For all times.
所以在这里犹大就讲到这些真道啊是一次交付我们的。
Now the faith there with the definite article, a noun of a definite article, is different than the faith, which is believing. Rather, the faith is that which must be believed. That is the apostles' doctrine.
所以这里呢，真道这个词啊，它在原文其实是信心那个词，是一个词。所以它这个是一个名词，是讲到呢，就是神借着保罗给出来的，我们需要相信的那个内容，也就是真理。所以这个翻译呢是很准确，翻译成真道是很好的。So
the scriptures themselves, they close with these words in Revelation chapter 22.
我们可以看一下启示录的22章。 Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I need to leave.
Very good, yeah. Good evening.
Good evening, Eric. Okay, go ahead.
The scriptures themselves now that we have, they close with a warning in Revelation chapter 22.
就是我们现在手上有的这本圣经呢，它自己在最终结束的时候呢，给了我们一个警告，就是启示录22章。
And verse 18.
18节。
For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book.
18节、19节， 我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。这书上的预言若有人删去什么，神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
Now, John is not just talking about the events, the prophetic events of the Great Tribulation. He's talking here about the entire Word of God.
使徒约翰啊，在这里说的书上的预言不仅仅是关于最后的大灾难的所发生的事，他讲的是这全本圣经，就是全部神的话。Because
the book of Revelation is the completion, the conclusion of God's revelation to man.
因为启示录这本书呢，就是神对人的全部的启示的总结。And
all the Old Testament prophecies, they have their fulfillment in the book of Revelation.
旧约所有的预言呢，都在启示录这本书里得到了应验。And
all the promises of God that are promised in the Old Testament and in the New, they all have their completion in the book of Revelation.
神在旧约和新约里所有的应许，也都是在这最后一卷书启示录里面应验的。The
book of Revelation doesn't stand alone. It is part of the whole of the Bible.
所以启示录呢，它不是一个孤立的一卷书，它是整个圣经的一部分，是和其他部分连接在一起的。So
if anyone begins to add to the apostles' doctrine, is that not adding to the word of God?
所以说如果有人要在使徒的教训上或者使徒的教义上加点什么，岂不就是在神的话上添加什么了吗？
John is the last of the apostles.
使徒约翰呢，是最后一个去世的使徒了。And
his writing closes the revealed will of God to the apostles.
所以他写完了，他写的最后这一卷书呢，就结束了神对使徒所有的启示。The
Lord Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth.
主耶稣曾经自己应许，他说，等真理的圣灵来，并将你们，并带你们进入一切的真理。And
when the Apostle John put down his pen near the end of his life, nothing has been added to the New Testament since then.
所以当使徒约翰在他生命的接近终点的时候，放下他手中的笔的那一刻开始，就再也没有什么加在新约的内容上了。The
apostles have passed away.
使徒已经过去了。
the foundation of God has been laid.
神的根基也已经立好了。
And since that time, men and women of God have been building on that foundation of Christ and the apostles and prophets.
从那时开始呢，属神的弟兄姐妹们就在这基督和使徒和先知的根基上开始建造了。
There have been many great men and women of God raised up by God throughout history.
神在历史的长河中呢，兴起过很多伟大的属神的男人和女人。
They didn't call themselves apostles or prophets.
他们从没有称自己是使徒或者先知。
They called themselves servants or ministers of Christ.
他们都管自己叫做基督的仆人。
Beware of self-proclaimed apostles. They're not from God.
所以我们要小心那些自称自己是使徒的或先知的人，这不是从神来的。
Paul warned of such that would come in their own names, proclaiming themselves to be something.
所以那些自称是使徒先知的人，他们要小心这里的警告。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
And verse 13.
十三节。
He calls some that were exalting themselves. He says in verse 13, For such are false apostles, deceitful workers.Transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works.
这个警告呢，就记载在哥林多后书的十三章的十三节。到十五节里面呢，这里讲的是一批呢自己抬高自己，称自己是使徒的一批人。他说那等人是假先知，是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样，这也不足为怪，因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使，所以他的差役若装作仁义的差役，也不算稀奇，他们的结局必然照着他们的行为。
If you study church history and read carefully throughChurch history, you will find that every great movement of God from the Reformation to revivals, they've always begun with a return to the Word of God, the Apostles' Doctrine.
所以当你仔细查考整个两千年教会的历史的话呢，你会发现无论就是在历史上每一次大的复兴，无论是宗教改革还是近代的这次属灵的复兴呢，它都是从什么开始的？都是从人们回到神的话，回到使徒的教义这个点开始的。
In Isaiah's day, there were many who were being turned aside to idol worship and spiritism and others proclaiming themselves to be something. But in Isaiah chapter 8, and
以赛亚的在以赛亚的时代呢，当时也有很多人呢，他们转离了神的道，去转向去拜偶像或者是一些销鬼啊灵界的一些东西。我们可以看以赛亚书的八章一节。
In verse 20 of Isaiah 8.
不是一节，是二十节。以赛亚书的八章二十节。
Isaiah in his day, he pointed back to the truth that was revealed to him. And he says this, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it's because there's no light in them.
所以以赛亚在他的那个时代呢，他把人们的注意力又再带回就是神借着他启示的这些真理上。他说人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见晨光。
Our standard,And rock to build upon is the apostles' doctrine, that which has been revealed by the Spirit to the apostles, confirmed by signs, and now we have the foundation laid.
所以我们建造的这个根基呢，就 就是使徒的教义，或者说使徒的教训。这个呢是神借着圣灵启示给使徒的，是已经立好的根基，是而且是用神迹来证明了的。
Our attitude today should be that when you hear anything or see anything, we appeal to the scriptures themselves, the apostles' doctrine, like the Bereans in Acts chapter 17.
所以我们今天的这个态度呢，应该是当你听到什么、看到的什么的时候呢，你要去寻求圣灵的带领，回到使徒的教训当中，就像在使徒行传的十七章里面，这个皮里亚这个城里面的人所做的事情。
Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. Here's the pattern for us today.
这是我们今天应该效法的一个模式。
These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and search the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
这地方的人贤于帖塞罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
So the foundation of doctrine has been laid. Now the building gifts can operate and build for the Lord's glory for permanent reward.
所以现在呢，教义的根基已经立好了，现在那个建造房屋的这些恩赐呢，就可以在上面发挥他们的作用了。它是用来呢建造永恒的可以存到永远的荣耀的工作上。
Let's spend the rest of our time today looking at some of these building gifts.
所以我们今天用剩下的时间来看一些这些建造的恩赐。
First Corinthians chapter, let's go to Ephesians 4:11.
我们先看以弗所书的四章十一节。
Here the gifts are given by the risen Lord Jesus.
这些恩赐呢是在耶稣升天以后呢赐下来的。
And verse 11 he says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And so here's the first one is the apostles and the prophets. There they are, the foundation.
这里面前面提的两个使徒和先知呢，都是根基性的，就是打根基的恩赐。
And so they are what we call temporary gifts, foundation gifts.
我们管这个呢叫根基性的恩赐，或者说是暂时的恩赐。
But then comes the building gifts.
然后呢接下去讲的这几个呢都是建造性的恩赐了。
First of all, we see evangelists.
首先我们看到有传福音的。
Now, an evangelist, we should all be evangelists.
我们每一个人都应该成为传福音的。
When you tell someone about the Lord Jesus, the way of salvation, you're an evangelist.
当你跟别人讲到主耶稣基督的救赎之道的时候呢，你就是一个传福音的。
But there is also a special gift of evangelism.
但是还是有一个关于传福音的特殊的恩赐的。
And that is a special ability to make the gospel message plain and clear so that others will come to know the Lord and Savior.
它是一种能力，就是能把这个福音呢讲得清楚明白，能够带别人能够来认识耶稣基督。
Some have a special ability for this.
有些人的确有这方面特殊的能力。
Also, evangelists they're able to equip the saints so that they might be able to be better evangelists themselves.
传福音的还有一种工作的是他可以装备其他人，让他们成为更好的传福音的人。
In the New Testament, we read Philip was an evangelist.
在新约的时候呢，腓利比，不是腓利，腓利是一个传福音的。
The second, then, well, that, an evangelist really is coming, getting, revealing the Lord Jesus so that the church then, has converts.
嗯，就是传福音呢，就是把主耶稣基督启示给别人，然后教会就有更多信徒加进来。
It's a very important gift.
嗯，这是一个非常重要的恩赐。
The second one that we come to in this passage is pastors.
嗯，第二个提到的这个建造的恩赐呢，就是牧师。
Now, in the New Testament, that's the only place where it is translated pastor.
嗯。在整个新约里，这是唯一一个地方呢，翻译成牧师这个词。
Normally, it's translated a shepherd because that's what the word means.
嗯，它这个词的本意呢，就是牧羊人。别的地方呢，也翻译成牧者。
Jesus was called the good shepherd.
主耶稣自己呢，我们就称他为是好牧人。
And the gift of shepherding involves knowing the flock.Guiding the flock, helping them, feeding them the word of God.
嗯，所以牧养这个恩赐呢，就是你知道你的羊，你也愿意带领他们，喂养他们，帮助他们，引导他们。
Just like the shepherd guards the flock from wolves, so the good shepherd or pastor is one who protects the flock.
所以就像牧羊人他会使羊群远离这个狼的伤害一样的，这一个好牧人呢会保护他的羊的。
Now go to Acts chapter 20.
我们看使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20 and verse 28.
二十八节。
Paul had called for the elders at Ephesus to meet him.And here he gives his parting words.
这时候呢，是保罗把以弗所教会的长老都叫到他那里去呢。他在离别前呢，在嘱咐他们一些话。
He says, "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock."
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎。
And he goes.Among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers.
这个英语的语序不一样，他先念的是圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
Now, their work would be to shepherd the church of God. That's the same word as pastor.
对，他们的工作是什么呢？就是牧养神的教会。这个牧养呢，就和牧羊人这个词呢，是一个词。
And they are to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
就是他用自己血所买来的。
The flock is the Lord's own people. He had purchased them. And the shepherds, they're only under shepherds, under the great shepherd.
所以这些群羊呢，是主耶稣自己的人，他是自己用自己的血买来的。所以这些牧养的人呢，他们其实是在大牧人主耶稣基督下面的次级的牧人。
So, a pastor is one who has the ability to care for the, and shepherd, feed the flock.
所以这个牧师的这个恩赐呢，就是去照顾，去保护，去看顾这些羊群的，喂养这些羊群的能力。
Now, this gift is not an office.
所以这个恩赐呢，它不是一个职位。
It's a gift.
它是一个恩赐。
And a healthy church should have several pastors, several shepherds.
所以一个健康的教会呢，应该有几个有牧养恩赐的人，有几个牧者。
Notice that when he calls the elders of the church, it's in the plural.
所以我们注意在这里面他叫这些长老来啊，这些长老也是个复数，不是只有一个长老，是好几个长老。
And then the third on this list is teachers.
我们再回到以弗所书四章啊，接下去呢是教师，就是牧师后面是教师。
Now, teaching is a gift that it's the ability to effectively and systematically teach someone, instruct someone.
所以教师呢是一个，这个恩赐是一个能力，能够系统的、有效的教导别人。
So a teacher should be able to interpret and explain the doctrines of scripture. In a way that people understand.
所以有教师恩赐的人呢，他应该能够把以人能明白的方式把圣经解释给别人听。
So he has to be able to communicate effectively then these truths of scripture.
所以他能够有效的把神的真理呢，就圣经里的真理呢，讲解给别人听。
Now, Paul was a teacher.
保罗就是一个教师。
And we read that Apollos was a teacher. Apollos was a teacher.
亚波罗也是一个教师。
And I believe that Timothy was a teacher.
我相信提摩太也是一个教师。
Their teaching would be different, but they all were given a gift. It'd be slightly different. There's no cookie cutter kind of, or noodle squeezer, I don't know, in the,
not all safe. 他们的教导的风格呢可能略微有一些不同，但他们都有这个教导的恩赐，就像我们做饼干呢也不能做出完全一模一样的饼干来。
And turn to 1 Timothy.
我们翻到提摩太前书。
Here Paul, the teacher, the master teacher, is passing on instruction to a junior teacher. You might look at it that way.
对，保罗呢，他作为一个大教师呢，他在指导一个年轻的小教师，就是提摩太。我们可以这样把看这封书信啊。
And he himself would be able to teach others.
提摩太自己呢，他应该有能力去教导别人。
And he says in verse 3,As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
提摩太前书的一章三节，我往马其顿去的时候曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
So the teacher is to take the apostle's doctrine and study it and communicate it effectively.
所以做教师的呢，他自己要去好好的研究使徒的教义，然后呢，他要把这个讲给别人听，把它传播出去。
And he says in chapter 4, verse 6, again, he exhorts him.
在四章六节呢，他再次的教导提摩太。
If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ.Nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed.
你若将这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好执事，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的善道上得了教育。
And again, verse 13.
在十三节里他再次说
Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine.
你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。
Now, elders, he gives their instruction for elders there in chapter 3.
然后再看第三章，他这里面给长老们提了一些要求。
An elder should be a shepherd teacher.
所以长老呢，应该是既有牧养又有教导的。
He should have a care for the flock, and he should have the ability to teach.
所以他既要关心群羊呢，他又要有这个教导的能力。
Look at verse 2, chapter 3 and verse 2.
三章的二节。
An elder, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach.
三章二节，做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守端正，乐意接待远人。你看他最后说善于教导。
Now the elder may not have the gift of a teacher, but he should be able to communicate the some truth to the flock.
就是长老他可能不一定有教导的恩赐，但是他应该去做一些呢，就是传讲真理的教导的这样的工作。
In chapter 5 verse 17, however, there are some elders who have the gift of teaching.
在五章十七节里面呢，这里面讲的长老呢，他们就是有这样恩赐的长老了。
He says, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
十七节，那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
Those teaching elders who labor in the word and doctrine, it requires a great deal of study and dedication to be able to unfold the apostles' doctrine.
所以这些啊，花精力劳苦传道教导人的这些长老呢，他们是要花很多的时间自己的去献身给这些教义，他要花很多时间自己去学习，去弄明白，然后还要去教导给别人的。
Not everyone has this gift. There are some that are, they're required by the gift that God has given them to do that, to study and to try and explain. And they're not happy unless they can do that.
所以不是每个人都有这样的恩赐的，去学习和教导神的真理呢，除非神给你能力，你是不愿意去做这个事的。
And so there's the three. There's the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Those are building gifts where they're building now the body of Christ.
所以我们刚才讲了三个建造式的恩赐，就是传福音的牧师和教师，他们都是在根基上往上建造的恩赐。
And the foundation is the apostles' doctrine.
这个根基呢，就是使徒的教义。
Now there is a number of other lovely gifts that are necessary for the church.
还有很多很美好的恩赐，对教会来说都是必不可少的。
In Ephesians chapter 4, again,
再回到以弗所书四章。
He says there, after he enumerates those five gifts, he says the reason for those gifts are in verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
在十一节他讲完了五个恩赐以后呢，他在十二节就讲了这些恩赐的目的，这些恩赐是目的是什么呢？是为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们现在翻到哥林多前书的十二章。
There's another couple of lists that we have here of gifts that we must look at.
有两处的地方呢，列出了不同的恩赐。
Verse 28.
首先看二十八节，十二章二十八节。
And in that verse, we have the, or verse 8, sorry, verse 8, not 28, verse 8.
哦，我们先看八节吧，等一会儿再看二十八节。
For to one is given the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, to another faith, Just a minute now, I've got my, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm in the wrong book. Romans chapter 12.
翻错书了，是罗马书的十二章。
Yeah. Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 both have lists.
对，罗马书的十二章和哥林多书的启示录的十二章呢，全部都。对，都列了这些属灵的恩赐。我们先看罗马书的十二章。
And verse 8.
第八节。也刚好是第八节。
He who exhorts in exhortation, there is the gift of exhortation there.
Sometimes, 劝化的就当专一劝化，劝化这里也是一个恩赐。
Sometimes that word in the New Testament is translated to encourage.
有的时候呢，在新约里面把这个劝化也翻译成鼓励别人，鼓励。
Now to exhort someone, it really, the purpose is to stir them into action with scripture. So one might be encouraged, to follow the right path.
所以这个劝化这个词呢，它的意思呢，就是用神的话来鼓励一个人采取属神心意的行动。
An exhorter will warn somebody. They'll see that there's a danger and they'll warn them.
那劝化呢，刚才说的是鼓励啊，就是鼓励他走在正路上。这个劝化还有一个意思呢，就是警告他，不要警告他不要犯错误。Now,
while teaching is more for the mind and the understanding, exhortation is directed to the will, to the conscience.
所以这个刚才我们讲到的这个教师呢，这个教导呢，是指让我们头脑中明白神的道理。这里的劝化或者鼓励呢，是让我们去在我们的意志里面去采取行动。So
these are specialized gifts, and sometimes there's crossovers between the gifts. They're not always exact.
所以这也是一个特殊的恩赐，但是恩赐之间呢，也不完全区分的那么精确，它有的时候也会有些交叉，有一些重叠的地方。Another
one is the word of wisdom. Now go to 1 Corinthians 12.
好，我们再回到哥林多前书的十二章，就是智慧的话语。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 8.
第八节，哥林多前书的十二章八节。
For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. Wisdom, a wise person is one who acts upon God's word.
所以这里面讲到这人蒙圣灵赐他智慧的言语，智慧是什么呢？智慧，一个智慧的人呢，就是按照神的话去行动。The
fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。But
the completion of wisdom is when the person who fears the Lord acts upon that.
但是一个智慧要完全呢，是当这个人完全按照神的话去行动的时候。
Now, a word of wisdom, then you could say that it's being able to apply biblical or spiritual principles to specific life situations.
所以这个智慧的言语，这个恩赐呢，我们可以理解为呢，就是把圣经的原则或者圣经的真理呢，在生活的一个特殊的环境里把它准确的应用出来。
The practical application of wisdom.
就是把这个智慧呢，用实践的方式把它使用出来。
You've met people that you can go to count, they'll counsel you and they'll give you good counsel because they will take biblical principles and show you how to apply them to your life.
所以有的时候呢，你会碰到这样的人，他们能给你很好的咨询意见，就是他能够把圣经里面的原则呢告诉你，这时候应该怎么应用在你这个具体的这个事情上。Whether
it's personal relationships or financial problems or family problems, there are people that are able to just help you apply the scriptures to your situation.
所以不管你是在处理个人的关系，还是财务，还是家庭问题上，这样的有这样恩赐的人呢，他们就可以告诉你怎么把这个圣经的原则应用在你现在所面临的这个具体的事情上。And
it may not be an elder that can do that for you. It might be just your brother or sister in the Lord who sits next to you every Sunday in the meeting.
所以不一定非得是教会的长老才能做这个事，很可能呢就是你教会每个星期天 主日坐在你旁边的普通的弟兄姐妹他们就能做。
Now I'm see we're not going to get through all these tonight.
看来我们今天晚上是不能把这些恩赐都讲完了。
I have another 10 or so.
我还本来要准备再讲十个的。
And so we'll have to put it till next week. And we'll continue to look at the application of the building gifts. And what kind of building we are building is what our subject will be next week.
所以呢我们把这个十个呢留到下周来讲，同时呢我们要看讲完了这些恩赐以后呢，我们看看怎么应用这些恩赐，另外也看看我们到底要建造一个什么样的房子，这就是我们下周的要讲的内容。
In the meantime, every one of us has been given a spiritual gift.
同时呢我要告诉大家，我们每个人都被圣灵赐予了一种或多种恩赐。
And after that, we're going to look at how we might discover our spiritual gift.
然后讲完了刚才说的这些内容呢，我们要再看看我们怎么能够发现自己的属灵恩赐。
So stay tuned, folks.
所以大家还是要准备好来听。
Now I'm just going to turn these last little bit to our brother Harold, and Harold, if you would close in prayer and give us a parting word, please.
啊，我们就把剩下的这点时间呢交给 Harold， 请他来为我们祷告啊，也。
So again, thank you, Eric, for your ministry. Let's pray.
谢谢 Eric 给我们的今天的服事，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we have been challenged this evening by the fact that each of us has been given a spiritual gift or more than one spiritual gift, as we will find.
主啊，我们今天晚上每个人都被挑战了，因为我们被告知，我们每个人都赐给我们一个或多个属灵恩赐。
And in particular, Lord, our responsibility is to use that gift and to develop it in such a way that it can be used for your kingdom and for your glory.
我们的责任呢，就是要使用这些恩赐，发展这些恩赐，为了你的神国的拓展和你的荣耀。
And we remember, Lord, we were studying about the Ephesians, that the gifts given to them included the gifts of evangelist, pastor, and teacher.
我们刚才在以弗所书四章里面学到，这些属灵的恩赐包括传福音的牧师和教师。
And each of the Ephesians had one of those gifts, Lord, and that would mean that each of us have gifts along those lines as well.
既然以弗所教会的当时的圣徒都被赐予了这些恩赐呢，我们也是有同样具有这样的恩赐的。
And so, Lord, we would pray that each of us will not just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and therefore receive the Holy Spirit.But we pray that we will speak well of Jesus as evangelists, pastors, or teachers, but help us each one, Lord, to speak well of the Savior.
主啊，我们的祷告是让我们不仅仅满足于我们已经接受了耶稣基督做了我们的救主，也同时领受了圣灵在我们里面。我们的祷告是也求您让我们能够有能力做好这传福音的牧师和教师，让我们能更有效地把耶稣基督传讲出去。
What a tragedy it would be to be given a gift and never develop and use it.
如果我们已经被赐予了属灵恩赐，但是我们从来没有使用过，这是多么可悲的一件事呢？
And so, Lord, with hearts bowed before you, we would thank you for salvation.We would thank you for the Spirit of God, and we would thank you for the gifts you've given us.
主啊，我们向您倾心吐意，我们感谢您给了我们救恩，也感谢您给了我们圣灵，也感谢您给了我们这些属灵的恩赐。
And Lord, we just pray that we will use these gifts for your glory.
主啊，我们祈求我们能够使用这些恩赐为了你的荣耀。
So again, thank you for tonight. Bless us each one, we pray.
主啊，我们感谢您今天晚上祝福我们，也求您祝福在座的每一个人。
And bring us back together for other Zoom meetings, especially, Lord, but especially next Friday night.
也求您把我们带回我们一周当中所有的圣经学习课，特别是这星期五的课。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
And my apologies, because for me it's Friday night, for many of you it's Saturday morning. We're happy to see